Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into Warren Adler's really captivating mystery, Ties That Bind. And for those of you who follow the series, you'll know this is a pivotal, a really quintessential Fiona Fitzgerald novel.
Absolutely, a core one.
So our mission today, especially for you readers who've journeyed with Fiona before, is to explore those layers of power and principle that make this story just so compelling. Maybe find some new angles.
Yeah, and what Adler does so well right from the start is throw Fiona back into her, well, her very unique, conflicted world. She's not just a homicide detective in D.C., a sharp one at that.
No, she's also got this other life.
Exactly. Daughter of a U.S. senator, a powerful one. So there's this constant push and pull. She's fighting for respect in, you know, a tough, male-dominated police force.
While also moving in these, like, elite circles she was born into, quite the balancing act.
It really is.
So, okay, she's always managed this duality somehow. What is it about this specific murder and Ties That Bind that really forces her hand, makes her confront it head on in a new way?
That's the key, isn't it? The victim. It isn't just some high-profile lawyer. Yeah. They are intrinsically linked to the very elite circles Fiona comes from. So the crime itself, it's instantly an internal battle for her, right from page one, really.
Okay. So it collapses those two worlds.
Precisely. And as the investigation moves forward with her new partner, Detective Gail Prentice, it quickly spirals beyond, you know, a simple whodunit.
And I think that's where, for you readers, the title Ties That Bind really starts to hit home. It's not just about solving one crime, is it?
Not at all.
You see families closing ranks, protecting their own, scandals buried for what, decades?
Decades. And powerful institutions basically willing to silence the truth just to protect legacies.
It really makes you grasp how deep those ties go and maybe how dangerous it is to even think about cutting them.
Definitely dangerous. And this case, it's incredibly charged emotionally, politically, even for someone like Fiona.
Yeah.
What's fascinating, I think, is how her personal journey really takes center stage here. She's forced to reckon with her own privilege, her family's complicated legacy.
And the guilt, too, right? That she carries.
Oh, yeah. Both as a cop trying to find justice and, well, as a woman born into this world of almost unchecked power.
Adler writes her with such depth, though.
He does. She's sharp, yes, but also vulnerable, emotionally intelligent, you know, and deeply principled. Her whole arc in this book is this raw emotional reckoning, trying to untangle her own identity from the world that raised her.
So if we pull back a bit, look at the bigger picture. Ties That Bind really seems to be digging into how privilege works, doesn't it? Not just money, but as a whole system.
A cultural system, yeah. It hits on these profound themes, generational power, elite impunity. How those at the top just seem untouchable sometimes.
Which Fiona confronts directly.
With every powerful family she has to investigate, yeah.
It brings up a tough question for you, the reader. Can justice, like real justice, actually exist in a city like D.C. that seems to thrive on secrets?
And Adler suggests that in D.C., loyalty can often be, well, a code word for complicity, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
He really makes us ask, what does it mean to do the right thing when the truth could literally destroy people you've known your entire life?
And having Washington, D.C. as the backdrop, it almost feels like another character in the story.
Absolutely. It feels startlingly modern, his take on the corruption, the gender politics, the social class dynamics.
It really does. Piercingly relevant, even now, thinking about political dynasties and, I guess, how memory itself can be sort of weaponized to protect the powerful.
Right. The villain isn't just a single person in the end.
Right.
It's more like a whole culture that values protectionism over truth.
It's a really compelling look at how these systems of privilege keep injustice going, especially when past wrongs are deliberately, you know, kept hidden.
It forces you to think about how the shadows of your upbringing, especially in a place like D.C., can cast this incredibly long, maybe inescapable reach.
So for you, our discerning reader, if you love a mystery that has real political weight, that emotional depth we talked about, and a truly powerful female lead, Ties That Bind definitely delivers. Fiona Fitzgerald isn't just solving crimes here. She's digging up truths that, frankly, a lot of people would rather stay buried deep.
Very deep.
And in a time like now, when those lines between loyalty and justice seem increasingly blurred, this story poses that question. When justice threatens the very foundations of legacy, who actually has the courage to stand against their own?
It's a powerful question.
It really is. And it's one that resonates, I think, long after you've turned that final page. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks, everyone.
Until next time, keep reading. keep questioning, and keep digging deeper.